Australia's new foreign policy position has been welcomed by Jewish community groups and condemned by Palestinians and their supporters. Nick Grimm reports.
Australia now recognises West Jerusalem,
a city divided between East and West, and an issue that divides Australians with a stake in the region's future.
And we look forward to moving our embassy to West Jerusalem when practical.
It's, I guess, a hugely symbolic and emotional issue for us.
The Prime Minister's announcement has been greeted by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry. Peter Wertheim is the organisation's Executive Director.
Jerusalem has always been the spiritual and political centre of Jewish life. It's a really important place for us, both religiously, politically, historically, and every other sense. It's something that we view as kind of a natural step when it's recognised as our capital, because it's not just the modern state of Israel, but for the Jewish people historically.
Other Jewish organisations aren't happy with Australia's new position, though. Liam Gatroy is from the New Israel Fund, which describes itself as a progressive Zionist organisation.
Well, at the end of the day, anyone who's been to Israel will see that West Jerusalem is the capital. But the reality is that any discussions around final status issues, Jerusalem has always been left to the end in order not to prejudge any discussion or any agreement between Israelis and Palestinians themselves. So the Morrison government has kind of prejudged this. They've got there too quickly, largely, I think, to try and clean up their own political mess rather than using the goodwill that Australia has with both Israelis and Palestinians to move the peace process forward.
Palestinians oppose the change of status for West Jerusalem, as well as any plan to relocate Australia's embassy from its present location in Tel Aviv. The General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative, Mustafa Baghouti, spoke to RN Breakfast from Ramallah.
The most important thing here is that the international resolutions say that the issue of Jerusalem have to be negotiated and no unilateral steps should be taken before a solution is found. What Australia did today is to take a unilateral resolution.
And those views echoed by supporters of Palestinians in Australia. Bishop George Browning is the president of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network and the former Anglican Bishop of Canberra and Goulburn.
Yeah, I was obviously disappointed because it denies the reality that Israel has already claimed the whole of Jerusalem as its eternal and undivided capital. And therefore, to say we're just going into West Jerusalem or recognizing West Jerusalem as the capital is naive at best. It's not recognizing reality of what Israel has already done.
That's Bishop George Browning, the president of the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, and Nick Grimm was our reporter there.